Chase, Willie, and D-Mace here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game and the Game Nashville app. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. You might even see Derek Mason with a little dance move or two there, as we saw.
Yeah.
Willie Donick, former Titans receiver Derek Mason, on the show with you on this Friday. And we head up to Buffalo, and we talk to John Murphy, who is the play-by-play voice for the Buffalo Bills. Times are good up in Buffalo for sure as we count down to Monday night. John, thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So, John, you know, it's so interesting, you know, for the Bills right now. It's hard to find any weaknesses. I mean, I would have to think the mood up there is really, really good. But if you had to look at any kind of, you know, concern or anything like that, can you even find one at this point?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't have to look that far. I mean, they turned it over four times in the opener 8 days ago in Los Angeles and still managed to win by 21 points, which is pretty impressive. But they were a little bit sloppy with the football. That's a weakness. I think for as much longer as cornerback Tre'Davious White is out, the Bills are always going to be concerned about their cornerback position. Tre'Davious White, one of the top cornerbacks in the league, is on injured reserve and still has to miss at least three more games before he can come back and practice. They had a couple of rookies splitting time at one cornerback spot and Dane Jackson, the other cornerback, last week. So that'll be a concern. They're not perfect by any means, and they had a really good night to open things up. But, man, the season is so long and things can happen, and I don't think they're taking anything for granted, including the Tennessee Titans on Monday.
One of the things we were looking for on that first Thursday night was to see how much, if any, they decided to just try to turn and run the ball a little bit more to take some pressure off of John Allen. As it turned out, they did so well in the passing game, and by the end of the night, Josh Allen ends up still being their leading runner. But do you think that there's a basis there for a better running attack to be a little bit more versatile?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, they've kind of got a running back by committee these days with now he's a bit of a veteran. Singletary is the top running back. They've got a couple of younger guys who will get reps as well. And, you know, there's talk up here that maybe Josh is running the ball too much and that they're putting him at risk. But I think it's a little early for that. He's still 26 years old. He's in the fifth year of his career. There's going to come a point, and it's coming probably fairly soon, where they don't want to expose him to injury as much as they have. But, look, he's their best short yardage running back. He was going into the draft this past year in April. There was talk about how the Bills needed a really good short yardage running back, and I'm thinking, well, they have a good short yardage running back, and he happens to be their quarterback, too. I mean, he's big and physical, and he still is young, just 26 years old. I think they can use him as a weapon, and he is a weapon when he runs a football as well as when he throws it, and they can continue to use him as a weapon moving forward, I think. They've got to be a little careful, but I think he'll still be something that teams are going to have to account for.
We'll talk with John Murphy, Bills play-by-play analyst. Now, John, look at it. You just brought up the running game, and I think I saw a stat with Josh Allen that he's been hit the second most of any quarterback because of his ability to run the football. And I know you said they want to minimize him taking those shots, but he's young and he feels, hey, listen, if I'm going to win, then these are the things that I need to do. Why haven't they been able to get that running back situation straightened out? Because they've had some running backs in the past, some big bruising running backs in the past, but it just seems like the last couple of years they've relied heavy on Josh Allen to run.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be an overstatement to say they've got to get the running back situation straightened out. They have good running backs. Devin Singletary is a good player and had a very productive second half of last season. I think they're going to lean on him. They drafted James Cook in the second round this year, a guy who is a weapon coming out of the backfield as a pass receiver and is getting to be a better player. I mean, I don't think it's a situation that needs a revamp or anything. This is who they're going with. It's not like it's a deficit of talent there at running back. They have three pretty good ones. They will sprinkle them all into the game, I'm sure, on Monday night and see. I think they kind of leave themselves open to, you know, who's got the hot hand. I mean, that's part of it, too. But let's face it, the Bills are a passing team. You know, they have Josh Allen, one of the best passers in the NFL, and they have good receivers, and I think they know that they want to throw the ball first and foremost and run it second. So as long as that's the formula, I think they'll stay with the three guys they have, James Cook, the rookie, Devin Singletary, and Zach Moss. So I don't think it's something that needs fixing or anything. I think they're pretty good with the lineup they have.
Now, we know they have one of the best receivers in the National Football League. To me, he's a top two or three receiver in Stephon Diggs. But they've always been looking for that second guy. Emmanuel Sanders was really good for them last year. Cole Beasley caught a bunch of passes last year as well. But Gabe Davis came on late last year, and then he showed up again big in their first game. Did everyone in the organization, did they notice that this is what this kid will become?
No, I think I can't say I did. I mean, uh-huh. He's in his third year now. He was, a mid-round draft pick out of Central Florida and exploded onto the scene, really, with his performance in the Bills playoff loss at Kansas City last January. Caught four touchdowns, and he was virtually unstoppable. Now, he benefits a lot from all the attention that opponents focus on the Stephon Diggs, but Gabe Davis is a good player in his own right and can make plays. And he's not excessively fast or elusive, but he gets open and he makes plays. He's really good in the red zone with his size. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. It surprised me going back to late last year and especially in the playoff game how much of a factor Gabe Davis was. And Beasley is gone. They have another good group of receivers, though, at kind of the nickel receiver. Isaiah McKenzie is a good player, had a breakout game against the Patriots last December. And Jamison Crowder, an NFL veteran, backs him up. And they've sort of got a job split going on, too, as, the nickel receiver, the third receiver on the field for the Bills. So they have a good group of receivers, I think. They have a young guy who was inactive last week and didn't play, but I think before the season's out, the Bills are going to use one of the young guys they have. Khalil Shakir was a fourth-round pick this year. They have a good group, and they're well-coached, and I think they feel like they're pretty well set at receiver.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Now, I'm sure a lot of talk there has been to stop the Titans' run game. And are they looking at it more so of, hey, listen, we don't care what many are saying about Derrick Henry, we're going to approach this as if this was the Derrick Henry we saw last year. Is that the approach of the Buffalo Bills in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not privy to their game plan, but I know that based on the conversations I've had with people, including Coach McDermott this morning, they think he's the main threat, and he is. I mean, he's an outlier, as McDermott called him when we talked today. You know, he's kind of a throwback to Jim Brown, and all that's been written and said about Derrick Henry. You guys know that. So I think they view him as a dangerous force, a guy who has hurt the Bills in the past. What, do you have a 76-yard touchdown run last year in October in Nashville against the Bills? And they know he's capable of that. I think they're aware of the fact that he didn't do a whole lot against the Giants this past week, and that maybe the Titans are going to come into this game saying we've got to get Derrick Henry, our number one weapon, going, and they might focus on that going into this game.
John, before we let you go, we were looking at the NFL Network, and I saw Von Miller talking to the crew on their show. So far, it looks like a great fit. Just tell me what your first impression of him is, since he's been in Bill's camp.
Yeah, he didn't play at all in preseason, and so it was tough to get any impressions, but he had a great game against the Rams 8 days ago. And the one thing about Von Miller, which I didn't know about him or wasn't aware of, but he's become a really good leader, and I think his Super Bowl experience now with a couple of Super Bowl wins with Denver and last year with the Rams have sort of transformed him into a veteran leader. For instance, the Bills have a former first-round pick, Greg Russo, in his second year, and Von Miller has sort of taken him under his wing, sits next to him in meetings and explains the ways of the NFL to him. I didn't realize that Von Miller had that side to him, that he was that much of a leader, that much of a veteran presence who was willing to counsel some of his teammates. So that's a good thing. He's still a great player. I think the Bills have a pretty solid 7 or 8-man defensive line rotation, so they're going to be careful not to overwork Von Miller at age 33. And, they're just getting started with him, and he's just getting started, so it remains to be seen. But I think they'll kind of give him a chance to, to stay healthy and not get exposed to too many reps and take advantage of his leadership and mentoring skills, which he's already demonstrated are pretty solid.
John, can't wait to watch this game on Monday. Thanks a lot for your insight. As always, have fun, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.